Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of ED. Just go to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month's treatment at getroman.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell prop bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. And finally, we're brought to you by the SGPN app. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of our contests, including a $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store and or Google Play Store. And welcome to a very special episode of the NBA Gambling Podcast / Sports Gambling Podcast crossover episode. I am today's host, Ryan Rich Fat Baby McKee, and I've got a special guest. He's used to being the host and now he's a guest, Sean Stack of the Money Green. How's it going, Sean?
It's going great. Feels good to be in the guest chair. Less driving of the show I have to do. Kramer's off the grid, so figure perfect time to hop on the NBA Gambling Podcast, running on the Sports Gambling Podcast. We got Suns, we got Sixers. It just felt like the stars were aligning for us to do a crossover pod. Let's go.
Absolutely, absolutely. Both of our teams looking good in the NBA playoffs, which is not often that you and I can say that about any sport, really, but especially the NBA in the recent decades.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a super long drought. Obviously, game one with the Sixers, everyone got a little nervous. Nice bounce back. Game two, a Shake Milton sighting, a shake quake, as I like to call it, really helped carry the team. But even Embiid was looking good. Game one, game two, knock on wood for his knee. And I think they get one of these two games in Atlanta. I'm sure we'll get into it more. But I hope they come back at least 2-2, possibly 3-1. And then, I still like their chances overall in the series against the Hawks.
Absolutely. First, we're going to recap last night's game, the Nets, Bucks, Clippers, Utah games. Then Sean and I are going to give you our picks for Friday night, which of course includes both of our teams are playing tonight. So that is good. We'll also bring in the prop brothers, John Lee and Terrell Furman Jr. to discuss which prop picks you should have tonight. We'll also give the Friday's parlays as normal, but we're adding in the Lock Dog Tease segment for SGP. SGP, because it's just Sports Gambling Podcast. You guys do the Lock Dog Tease. And we'll do a little others, a couple things if we have time, but those are the big ones. So let's kick it off. Nets 83, Bucks 86. This is the lowest scoring game I can remember watching. It feels like a Irish co-ed YMCA game or something like that. The under hit by over 65 points. When's the last time you saw that? This was a real boring game to watch. I kind of checked out. Did you get a chance to check this out, yeah. Sean?
Yeah, no, I watched the majority of the game, although I'll be honest. When I came back to it and I looked at the score and assumed the time was for the third quarter. And then I was like, oh my God, no, this game's almost over. The last possessions of the game were pretty interesting. Again, this was the last pick that we gave out on the last NBA podcast we gave out. I was on Brooklyn +3.5. So between that and then the Clippers +3.5 in game one, I hit two out of my four picks. I went 4-0, not to brag, but I went 4-0 with two of those being a half point cover each. So this was an insane sweat on the spread. And I don't know. I think if you're a Bucks fan or a Bucks backer, you got to be pretty worried because the Bucks got out to a huge lead, still couldn't hold it. I mean, Nets had a chance there to win the game. They kind of, you know, Kyrie lost the ball and then, you know, Brown took it to the hole for a very contested layup. You got to do whatever you can to just get the ball to Kevin Durant in that situation. So I think the Nets bounce back in a huge way in the next game. And certainly the over, I mean, even if you just have a basic understanding of analytics, isn't the over in this next game just so obvious?
Yes, absolutely. I would hit on the over as well. And if I'm a Bucks fan, which I'm totally not, but I would feel good about the fact that Giannis was scoring from inside the paint. He wasn't able to get into the paint in the first two games. That was a big reason why they weren't scoring. Now, again, Bucks only put up 86 points, and that was with 35 points from Chris Middleton, which he is never going to give that to you again in this series. I mean, I think that's a career high in the playoffs. So you're not going to get that very often from Middleton. So they're lucky to take that game, but I really like the Nets coming back. I like a lot of more points. And you just got to hope if you're a Nets fan that the fact that Harden's not in it is not going to come back to bite you in the ass and that Durant can step up and Kyrie cannot be crazy.
Yeah, that's always a lot asking Kyrie not to be crazy, but I just don't see how they don't. I mean, the Nets really feel like they're going to be able to close the Bucks out. It's just a matter of when. And I think the outlier here is the Nets only scoring 83 points. I just don't see that happening in another game, even ones in Milwaukee. So I think they bounce back in a big way.
Yeah, I think they'll score 83 points in the next three quarters. And then that'll be the third quarter score. So, all right. We're both on the Nets to bounce back after last night's debacle. And hopefully we get some games that are over 100 points each. Moving on to the LA Clippers at Utah Jazz for game two last night. Clippers ended up scoring 111 to 117. Jazz got out to a big lead in the third quarter, and the Clippers kind of fought their way back. Paul, the PG-13 hatred in the playoffs keeps coming because the Jazz were 7-for-7 in the first quarter with Paul George as the primary defender. Mitchell carved him up, got anything he wanted. Mitchell, 59 points in the last 40 minutes played. I hate Utah Jazz, but I'm liking them here. Sean, what did you say?
Yeah, no, I mean, I picked Clippers to win the series. I think I got it at +130, but you know, part of that was assuming they were going to get one of these in Utah. And I think they had their chance game one, they blew it. Game two. Yeah. Much of the same. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this Clippers team does at home because they only won one game at home in the previous playoff series. So they're going to need a huge bounce back game three. I think they have that in them. I think what's scary as a Clippers fan or Clippers backer is that we got that Reggie Jackson game, and he had a great game. He was shooting really well, putting up a ton of points and helping, you know, Paul George, but really Kawhi with the scoring. And for him to have that kind of game and them not to win, I think is pretty scary. And also Donovan Mitchell is really really kind of having is just, you know, one of these younger guys that's emerging and feels like he's maybe taking the next step. Also, I don't know why. Am I mispronouncing Donovan Mitchell's name wrong, or is Doris Burke? Have you heard the way she pronounces Donovan Mitchell? Like, she puts a U in there, and I can't tell if that's an accent from her. I know I'm horrible on pronunciation, but it's Donovan Mitchell, right?
I've never heard the as he spells it. I've never heard it any pronounced it anywhere. Not for any other person. Like, even the singer Donovan, only Donovan. I think that that's a weird pronunciation on her part. I've not heard anybody else say it that way. Now, if it was like, you know, usually she gets it right. So
yes, exactly.
The fact that it's like her and not like Charles Barkley, that gives me some pause.
I think it's just an accent thing on her end, but listen to how she says Donovan Mitchell. I swear she's got like a U in there somewhere. Yeah, she knows her stuff. So I think it's just an accent thing. I can't really tell what's going on there.
Yeah. And if I'm backing the Clippers, which I didn't end up, I think I picked Clippers in this series. I didn't have like a stake in it. I didn't put any money down on it. But the thing that maybe the Clippers can play their home games in Dallas. Maybe that would help them, because they played a lot better in Dallas in the last series. Maybe they could talk to Mark Cuban and make that happen. Yeah. But Jazz had 23 pointers last night, and the Jazz really rely on their 3-point shooting to win games. 43% of the Jazz's points came from threes this season, highest in the league. They were shooting the highest in the league as a team, 48% from three. The last three games, they're shooting 51%. So that could come down a little bit, you know, regress more to the mean. And if the Jazz have a cold night from three, they're going to have a really hard time matching the points from the Clippers.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think, yeah, I mean, game three is a must win for the Clippers. So I think you got to roll with the Clippers probably game three and just hope Utah is smelling themselves a little bit as a young team up 2-0. And again, Kawhi still has that switch and really has moments where he is the best guy, you know, in the NBA playoffs, especially when he goes super hard on defense. I think there's a world where maybe we see Kawhi matched up on Donovan, aka Donovan Mitchell, for long periods of time, just to kind of slow him down, get in his head. And yeah, we'll see. Paul George still needs to, I don't know. I don't even know what I would say Paul George needs to do. Just be better on a more consistent basis. But I'm not burying the Clippers quite yet, but I'm certainly worried.
Yeah, I wouldn't bury the Clippers quite yet, since they did drop the first two games in the last series to the Mavericks when everybody was predicting they would crush them. So they can still definitely come back, but they're going to need Utah to get cold from three. All right, so we're going to move on to tonight's games. But before we do, I got to mention our buddies over at WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. You know, we're looking at the lines coming up pretty soon. I'm looking at the lines for tonight's game. They have Philly over at WynnBET -1.5, and Denver is -1.5. They have Denver favored tonight against my Phoenix team. Not feeling great about that WynnBET, but I love WynnBET overall, because with their generous promos, odds, and parlays happening right now at WynnBET. So get started today and you'll receive a special offer up to $500 risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com and download the app today. All right, Sean, we're going to start with your team tonight. We've got the 76ers -1, -1.5, depending on the book. If you're using WynnBET, that's -1.5. 76ers at Atlanta. I'm seeing a total of 224.5. I'll let you get started. How are you feeling about your Sixers tonight?
I got to project some confidence, but I'm slightly nervous from what we've seen out of Trae Young, but the Sixers team still has been pretty solid on the road. Again, to me, the story of game two is that the bench came alive, that, you know, Shake Milton, and just some of these other guys contributing off the bench and really helping out with the scoring, I think is huge. And I think they needed a little confidence boost. And I think a kind of an underrated story is Embiid is just unguardable. He's really just putting up 30 plus every single game. They don't really seem to have a matchup to answer for him.
I don't think anybody has a matchup for Embiid right now. Maybe you go Bear, but even him, I mean, Clint Capella is a legit good center in this league, yeah. Can play defense, usually stays in front of other centers. Embiid's just toasting him.
No, and any sort of concern about the knee, again, you hear me literally knocking on the wood. It doesn't seem to be an issue right now. I think they maybe were just sleepwalking through game one. Certainly, you know, Trae Young in front of that Atlanta home crowd, I'm a little bit worried, but I think eventually they get it done. And you know, I still think there's stuff they can be doing on the defensive end. I do like the idea of Simmons going on Trae Young for a little bit just to slow him down. I thought there was times in that Clippers game when they switched to a zone and they kind of got in the heads of the Jazz there briefly. It ultimately didn't end up working out long term, but it did help them get on a nice 13-0 run. I wouldn't mind seeing Doc do that a little bit, or even like have a guy like Simmons, you know, pick up Trae Young at half court and just really make him work, go at him on the offensive side, maybe get him in foul trouble. So I think they got a lot of options on the offensive side to help out with scoring, but ultimately I think Embiid carries them to the victory. It's going to be a good game, but I'll take Sixers. I'm going to say Sixers money line. The 1.5 somehow scares me, so I'll go Sixers money line.
I feel like Simmons, through the whole game, I feel like it should be either Simmons or Matisse Thybulle picking up Trae Young,
yes,
from half court. And why not? I mean, neither of those guys have to worry about scoring much on the offensive end. They're not doing much on the offensive end. Let's get it going.
Yeah, totally.
As far as from your point of view as a Sixers fan, you got to feel good about DeAndre Hunter going down for the rest of the season for Atlanta. That's a bigger blow than I think a lot of basketball fans realize to that Atlanta team. He has been really good for them all season when he's been healthy, both on the offense and defensive side. And over the last three matchups with the Sixers, Atlanta, the 76ers have scored 10 more points per game. And Atlanta is known for their offense, not really their defense. So feel good about that too. Although Atlanta 13-0 straight up in their last 13 games at home. You know, we've known Philly has a great home court advantage, but Atlanta, I guess they're getting pumped up about Quavo being in the crowd or something.
No, that's what I'm saying. I am nervous. Atlanta is a tough place to play, but I think if the Sixers are serious about taking that next step as a team, as a franchise, you got to be able to get a tough road win. And the fact that you lost one to start the series on your own home court, you got to get the home court advantage back. And I think game three is the game to do it.
Yeah. Philly as a road team, 21-17 straight up this season. So a little concerning, but I think they can do it again. If they get Thybulle and Simmons to chase around Trae Young, they got to chase him off that 3-point line. He's in games that Atlanta wins, he shoots nearly 40% from three, and he only went 1-for-7 in the game two defeat. So that seems to be where they are. They need to make him drive into the paint, get around and beat, and not have him from outside.
Yeah, no, he just sits back there and you know, he's on the 3-point line, but he's really even like, you know, 4 feet from behind the 3-point line. That's almost his range. And we just need to guard him out there. You need to pick him up half court and just make him work in the half court set. I mean, he'll get some open three looks in transition, but if you're sitting back in your half court defense, you just need to pick him up from half court. You know, we have enough depth defensively, and you're right, we can afford to burn Simmons on the offensive side. So yeah, I think we got to be way more aggressive on picking him up as soon as he crosses half court.
So you're bullish on the 76ers in the series. How bullish are you on them tonight?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I definitely think they get one of these two. I think game three is the one they get, and then maybe lose game four. So, I mean, if they lose this one, then maybe I go all in on game four, but I think they get it done game three. I'm feeling pretty strong.
Yeah, I'm liking the over too on the points. I think a lot of points get put up tonight. All right, anything else on this game? Should we move on?
Are you riding with me on Sixers money line? What are you going to just play the total?
I'm definitely playing the total. I'm definitely playing the Sixers team total over, which I'll get to in my Friday's parlays. But yeah, you know what? I haven't liked this Atlanta team all season, which has been to my detriment. I've lost a lot of money on them, unfortunately, bidding against them. But I gotta keep riding with Embiid here.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. The process gets it done.
All right. Now, from Sean's team to my team, we've got the Phoenix Suns at the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets minus 1.5. I'm seeing a total of 223. The Suns are 2-0 in this series. CP3 had a huge game last game. 15 assists, 0 turnovers. That's the third time in his career that he's had at least 15 points, 15 assists, and 0 turnovers in a game. The only other people to ever do that, Magic Johnson and Jason Kidd, and they only did it once each. So weird little stat from CP3 there, but he just looks fired up. He looks back to healthy, and maybe his shoulder gets dinged up again, but I'm feeling real good about this Phoenix team. I think there's a very good chance they could sweep Denver, but I'm a homer. Talk me off of this, Sean.
Well, we gave out one of our spicy picks on the Sports Gambling Podcast was that the Suns would win 4-1 at a pretty juicy dog price there. But now I don't even know. I'm worried that Denver gets that one win because Phoenix looks so good. I thought Phoenix would, you know, be smelling themselves game one after that Lakers series win. And, you know, I mean, there was a lot of chirping after the game and I was worried about them still kind of being a younger team. Obviously you got a vet like Chris Paul leading the way. A bet that I was kind of keeping my eye on and I was mad at myself for not getting down on it is Chris Paul finals MVP. After game one, I think he was like 40-1 and I'm really pissed I didn't bet it because then after game two, he has that awesome game two and all of a sudden he's down to 20-1. I still think it's kind of a fun bet because I think if the Suns do win the title right now, they're what, like 9-1 to win the title. I think Chris Paul is the guy that gets it. Just cause I mean, Booker's been amazing, but for the Suns to pull this out and win the NBA title, you're going to need a guy like Chris Paul to like carry them at times and have those crafty veteran games. So I think, you know, if you like the Suns to win it all, which I'm sure you do, McKee, keep an eye over at PropSwap maybe for a Chris Paul finals MVP or maybe over on WinBet because you're essentially getting double the odds of them just winning the finals. And I just can't imagine a world where they win the finals and Booker gets the MVP because I think the voters will want to reward Chris Paul because he's had a really good career and hasn't been able to get it done. But getting back to this game in particular, man, I like the idea of Denver being a home dog and maybe that's the play, but I don't know.
Denver has to give up a point and a half.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So sorry. You're right. Denver's laying a point and a half. I don't know, man. I'm going to roll with the Suns. Give me the Suns and the points. I just can't go against the Suns team right now. They are just too, pardon the pun here, but they're just too hot. They look too good. They're just so well balanced. Their confidence is sky high. I mean, you would think Denver, and maybe what happens is Denver gets that a fourth game at home to avoid the sweep and the Suns end up closing it out game five at their own, in the Valley, hashtag rally for the Valley. But I just, it's tough for me to imagine. I mean, really, I just can't bet against the Suns right now. It's just that simple. So give me the Suns plus 1.5.
Yeah. They've been so good on both ends of the court. Their defense has been swarming. If you watched that Lakers series also, once Davis went out, the Lakers just could not score at all because that Suns defense has been so good this year. And the last three matchups that Phoenix played Denver, they've held them to an average of 107 points per game. And Denver scored an average of 115 points per game. So that's 8 points less than they're normally scoring. So you got to feel good about Phoenix defense with Denver. Even Ayton is doing a decent job of staying in front of Jokic. I mean, Jokic is scoring 23 and 11 in the last two games. And Ayton has 18.5 points average per game. So they're almost like a little closer than you would think.
Well, yeah. I mean, you talk about confidence. I think Ayton was having a good series, but then when once Anthony Davis went out and he was really able to, you know, get what he wanted, get some points, get some rebounds, have an impact on the game. I mean, a young guy like Ayton, you know, everyone compares him to, oh, they should have got Luka. What a disappointment, whatever. I think that gets in a young guy's head. And, you know, that win against the Lakers, that series win, you can see the confidence he has on the court growing. And you've seen it in these first two games. I mean, like you said, being able to hang with Jokic, is a huge, I mean, the fact that Jokic isn't just going off for like 40 plus points, and maybe he has one of these games in Denver. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, especially in a closeout game, game four, if Suns end up winning, that he really goes nuts. But, you know, the fact that he's been able to at least keep his numbers manageable, I think it's a huge win for Ayton. And yeah, I mean, kudos to him and for the type of season he's having.
Yeah. And a lot of my coworkers from back at the Late Late Show will tell you that during leading up to that draft, I was all in on Luka. And I've been so angry at the Suns for not taking Luka ever since then, until this week. I've been feeling really good about Ayton. I don't think he's ever going to be Luka, but I think he's on the path to becoming a top three center in this league. I mean, he's the type of center you want.
Yeah,
in his speed, and he's getting more aggressive on the defensive side, and his shot, his touch is just so sweet around the basket.
And he's playing well with Booker, which is ultimately why they went with him over Luka. Was a fit thing, and you're seeing that the fit is there. If you had a time machine, certainly you would definitely 100% draft Luka over him, but. I don't think he's a disappointment anymore. And I think he's showing that in his game.
Okay. So what's your bet tonight on this game?
Yeah, I'm just going to do it. Give me the Suns and the points, or 1.5. I mean, maybe I'll look at the money line, but with these games, I'm going to take the fact that like two of my last four covers have come with the half point, I'm going to keep it +1.5 and give myself an out just in case.
Yeah. I feel like you got to take the 1.5 here, especially, I mean, it's -110 with the 1.5 versus +102. That's not going to make or break you on the money line versus the point. You might as well take the 1.5 because it is the playoffs and these games can be close. And everybody knows who I'm going to take. I'm going to take the Suns just across the board. That's all you need. And all right. So those are our games for tonight. And we're going to do our new segment. We premiered last week, the Crystal Ballers, is presented by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sportsbooks. Head over to PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP for up to $500 in bonus cash. So now I'm looking into my crystal ball, and my favorite NBA future available on PropSwap. This is a real fun one. I searched around for a while, Sean, to find one that I really liked for today. And this is a parlay you can buy right now. You can get the Phoenix Suns to win the Western Conference plus Belgium to win the Euro, which they're the favorite right now, plus the Chicago White Sox to win the AL pennant. They're one of the favorites right now. And my Arizona Cardinals to win the NFC West. Right now, the highest bid on that is $500.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, did you put this in and then list it on PropSwap so that you know?
I swear I didn't. I wouldn't have the balls to put, or intelligence to put something like this together. Currently, the highest bid on this is $555, and it's to collect $100,000.
Oh, my God.
You can buy it straight up for $2,000.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what's I'm all in on that. And just throw the bid in at $600. Maybe the DJ on the other end needs the money and he's ready to sell it at a good value. I mean, this is what's fun about playing the prop swap, is that the bidding, you know, that you can kind of lowball some of these tickets that are available and hope they take the lower bid. I'm keeping my eye on, you know, since we're all in on the Suns. There is a Suns to win NBA championship right now. If it hit, you would collect $300 or $300. his buy price is 60, so that's like plus 500. Meanwhile, you could probably do better at a sports book. However, that's why I think I undercut him. I come in with $40. Thus, I'm going to get Suns plus 750, better than the sports book price. And I'm pretty optimistic he's going to take, you know, I'm looking at some of the bids here. I think $40 feels pretty good. I have a feeling he's going to take it.
Yeah, because when you're taking some of these longer odd bets, why not try to get them at a discount, right? Like, why spend the money?
Yeah, exactly. No, and again, you like some of these futures. Well, and the great thing about PropSwap too is maybe you don't have a place that, you know, you listed off that crazy parlay, maybe where you're betting that isn't available, that you can parlay all those kind of futures. And that's what's great about PropSwap. It's you can just kind of pop in here, see what people are looking to unload and try and find the that perfect price to buy it at. Or if you're going the other way, like we're going to be out in Vegas next week, hanging out, definitely going to buy a couple futures and, you know, keep an eye on whether I should list them over on the old propswap.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So remember, for all your favorite futures, make sure you head over to propswap.com and use promo code SGP for up to $500 in bonus cash. Okay. Sean and I are going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back with the Prop Brothers. Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out, okay? Even the best basketball players miss a few free throws from time to time, even if the game is on the line. So, if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it is perfectly okay. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes constantly. But if it's bothering you, there are options. So go to GetRoman.com/SGP now for help with your ED problem. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation for ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. So get started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Just complete an online visit today and connect with a doctor who can take care of it. So one more time, go to GetRoman.com/SGP now and get $15 off your first month. There is no other straightforward way to take care of your ED better than GetRoman.com/SGP. So get started now and save $15 on your first month of treatment. Okay, we are now back with the Prop Bet Brothers, Terrell and Jong, for the Friday Prop Bets. Usually call you guys in on Fridays and wanted to keep that going even with the Sports Gambling Podcast / NBA Gambling Podcast crossover. How are you guys feeling today?
I'm ready. I'm ready for these props tonight. I've done all right. Last week wasn't so good, but you know, this week I'm doing okay. So I'm ready to hit it.
Already starting with the excuses, Jong. Come on, no. You got to be more confident. You guys hit every prop. Terrell, what do you got? Ready?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I went 2-0 in the props I gave out last week. You brought Sean on here today. Sean's on a heater, so I think he's trying to take my job. hopefully I can keep up with him.
All right. So, Terrell, you want to go first since you went 2-0 last week?
All right, yeah. I'll kick things off. Let's see. We're doing both games today?
Yeah, you can pick from either game or both games.
All right, I'm gonna keep it simple, but I'm gonna go Joel Embiid over 32.5 points. It's a high number. When you look at it, 33, that's like a really high number to say somebody's gonna get. But at the end of the day, they just don't have an answer for Joel Embiid. Clint Capella is good and all, but Joel Embiid can get a shot off away from the rim and get a shot off inside the rim. I think that they are really trying to set a statement going into Atlanta and coming out with a win in game 3. I think this game is way more important to the 76ers than it is the Atlanta Hawks. They really want to make a statement and let them know that this road trip isn't going to be, you know, a walk in the park for them like they did in the Knicks series. So I'm going to go ahead and say Joel Embiid takes the game over 32.5 points. I've got it at -116 on my book.
Nice. Well, Sean and I were talking earlier when we were previewing this game that Embiid seems to be able to get anything he wants against this Hawks team. Capella has no answers for him.
Yeah, no, I mean, Terrell, great call. I'm with you. Embiid, 32 and a half points. This guy, I mean, regardless of game script, I mean, you saw it in game one. They were getting blown out for most of the game, and he still got his game two, even with the bench helping them out in the third quarter there and into the fourth, he still got his. So I just don't see why that changes. I think the Hawks, A, just can't guard him, and I think they're kind of just letting him get his and, you know, trying to focus on some of the ancillary scorers to slow them down. So I'm with you there on Embiid over 32 and a half.
All right. Let's keep going. Just kind of round robin here. Jong, I'll let you go next. What do you got?
Okay. So my first prop here today is kind of stems from game two. I actually had a Ben Simmons over 8.5 assists, which didn't hit. Now, someone that did have 8 assists in that game was Danny Green.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. So the thing about Ben Simmons is he brings the ball up, but unless the first person that receives the ball from him shoots the ball, he's not getting that assist. He just brings the ball up. So what I'm looking at is to kind of look from the Danny Green angle, and I'm looking at under 12.5 points and rebounds, not the assist. So I'm only looking at points and rebounds. So if he gets 8 assists again, which I don't think he will, but if he gets 4 assists, that might put the, you know, his prop of, you know, let's say point, rebound, assist over. So I'm not looking to put the assist in. I'm looking to go the under 12.5 points and rebounds. He's been averaging 4 points and 3.3 rebounds per game against the Hawks this regular season. You know, that's only 7.3, and he's hit under in all 3, regular season games this season. So I'm looking, he's had 8 and 6 in the first 2 games of the series. I'm looking at Danny Green without, you know, getting hit on the assist angle. So I'm only going points and rebound under 12.5 Danny Green.
It's, I like it. -125. The rare under from Jong. He usually only gives us overs, but I think two weeks in a row, you've given an under now.
You know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Look at you maturing and growing as a gambler. Sean, what do you think about him fading your boy?
No, I love it. I mean, I was really annoyed because I did one of those crazy parlays with the player props, and I was looking at Danny Green assists. I'm like, oh, that's an under. And I think I hit 4 out of the 5, but Danny Green, I didn't even get to sweat it out because the Danny Green over assist just got destroyed. So yeah, I love the logic there, and I think it's a good angle. I think Danny Green over points isn't something you want to do, and you know, he's low rebound count. That makes sense. I'll throw this one out here. Ben Simmons triple-double at +1100. I could see this being a Ben Simmons game. He's kind of had a couple quiet games, these first two ones. I think he needs I don't know. This just feels like a time he's going to bounce back. He was low on the assists, like John pointed out, in game two. I think maybe he's a little bit more aggressive in game three here. And then my other prop, though, not like a long shot one, but Ayton over 10.5 rebounds. McKee, we're kind of breaking it down. His confidence, the matchup situation. I think he gets a ton of boards here in Denver game three. So I like the Ayton over 10.5 rebounds. And actually, you're getting like +100 on the price there.
Yeah, and I'll piggyback off of that one. I like the Ayton over 15.5 points at +104 I'm seeing. He's been averaging over 16 points in the playoffs, and when he has had under 16 points, it's been in 3 blowout wins for the Suns where he pretty much sat the last quarter. He sat the last quarter in the last game. He had 15 points going into the fourth quarter, so if he had kept playing, he would have gotten at least one more bucket and gotten over that. So I really do like his points over in this game, because I don't think, as much as I might want it to be, I don't think this will be a blowout here in Denver tonight. Terrell, do you got another prop for us?
Yeah, I got a couple. Let's go to the Denver game since we're talking about it. Nikola Jokic easy again. Nikola Jokic over 29.5 points. He's going to get a ceremony for the MVP in Denver. This is the first game of the playoffs back in Denver. MVP, big man winning the MVP. They're going to do a whole big deal. There's no way he doesn't come out here and try to get a win. I don't know exactly if they do get that win, but I think that he's going to put up a whole bunch of points and try to make it known against DeAndre Ayton that, hey, I'm still MVP for a reason. And, you know, everything leading up to it, I'm just going to take the angle that he's going to try to put on a show for the home crowd and try to get them a win. And 30 points sounds doable enough for me. I got it at -110.
All right, I could see that. I think he is going to try to put a lot more of the scoring burden on himself tonight because his teammates just have not been able to score, which is actually why I'll piggyback off what you said. I think he goes under 6.5 assists. You can get that at +100. He's only hit 7 or over assists once in this whole playoffs. He's really been taking on a lot more of the scoring burden.
Yeah, that's a good. And it does kind of worry me. I forgot about the MVP ceremony, but it does feel like he kind of puts the team on his back, especially in this game 3. I like the angle and the over points. I still think Ayton gets his rebounds, but I could see Jokic hitting. I like the over points under assist angle you guys laid out there.
Yeah. And Terod, did you see you had another you wanted to give out? I think someone's talking to him. Jong, what do you got? What's your other prop?
My last one is over Mikal Bridges, 19.5 points, rebounds, and assist. I love Mikal Bridges in this series. I know, McKee, you do too. That's still an old Wildcat. Just 7'1" wingspan, just elite athlete. Shooting 42.5% from three land. You know, in this series, game one, he made 23 points on 12 field goal attempts, and he piled up 33 points, rebound, assist. In game two, not so much, only due to the fact that it was a blowout, and because it was a blowout, he only played 29 minutes. So all the Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder bettors in game two were very pissed because they started off strong, and they only play like 29 minutes. You had player like Frank Kaminsky, Etuan Moore, all the third string people.
Yeah, no. Jalen Smith actually played quite a few minutes for him too.
Exactly. And so given that, you know, he only had 29 minutes in that game, and he didn't hit the props, obviously. But in this game, it's going to be much closer, and. You know, he's going to average at least 10 more minutes because I kind of see it as a closer game. Now, having said that, Denver's attack is still going to be to trap and double team Devin Booker. Who does that leave open? The Crowders and the Mikal Bridges off in the corner. So I do believe he gets that 19.5 over points, rebound, assist. And I hope he gets that just on points alone. I hope he gets that in the third quarter. And I hope this is a no sweat prop bet Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything bad to say about that one.
No, I love Mikal Bridges. It's so annoying that he the Sixers ended up trading him because he's a local guy, Villanova, and oh man. And he's tweeting out SpongeBob SquarePants memes after they dunk on LeBron. Like, how do you not like this guy? And he's been a big part of their team. I don't do enough thinking on the points, rebounds, and assists, but that's a good angle because he just seems like a guy who's going to have a game. And you're right, with them trapping Booker, he could get that on points alone.
Yeah, I was
not
focused
only
on it.
Just.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh my bad. Nah, not just only points, rebounds, and assists. I like his made threes as well. Over 2.5. Mikal Bridges is one of those guys that kind of gets a little streaky from three and can really put up a bunch of shots. It's like you said, coming off of those traps, coming off of those screens, and also Chris Paul factor. Chris Paul knows these guys' spots. He knows where these guys like to catch the ball, how they like to catch the ball. So I like him over the 2.5 three made threes as well. You're getting +158 on it.
Yeah, I like that too, because they were leaving him wide open in the corner last game as they were focused on trying to stop Chris Paul and Devin Booker and Ayton. So he's been getting open shots. It's all about him hitting him, and he can definitely do that. Okay, let's move on to our Friday's parlays. I'll start with Terrell. This is your specialty, the long shot parlays. What do you got for me?
All right, let's I don't have the odds on it yet, but I'm going to take my two props. I'm feeling good about both centers in both games tonight. So we're going to take the over on points for Joel Embiid. Let's lock that in. My computer's being weird. And then we're going to lock in the over on points in Nikola Jokic. And then we're going to go to tomorrow. The total for the Bucks Nets game came in at 229. I'm taking the over. I don't think there's no possible way that these two teams go under four games in a row. No way. So I'm taking the over on that. And then give me a minute on the odds, but I think that should be about around 6-1, 7-1 odds.
Nice. All right. I like those. Yeah. Sean and I mentioned that we like that game to go over in the previous segment too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's last game is such an anomaly because nobody scored besides the top guys. Nobody scored besides the top guys. I don't think that it ever gets that low ever again. And I think that the books are kind of reacting towards that coming down, but it's gonna shoot right up. I could see something like the regular season where it's like a 120, 119 final score.
Great, great. Okay, John, what's your parlay?
My mini parlay for this week, I got the Atlanta Hawks team total over 111.5. So take the over on the Hawks. I like Phoenix Suns money line minus 105. And my last leg of this three-team parlay, I'm going to do a cross-sports parlay again, UEFA, Italy, and Turkey today, over 2.5 goals at plus 113. This three-leg parlay, 50 bones, gets you 346.95.
Let's go. All right. Going a little European soccer. All right. All right. We'll see how you're doing. go ahead.
Oh, I love calling money bones when you're gambling. It's great. All right. I'll throw out my parlay here. Give me Sixers money line, parlayed with Suns money line, parlayed with the Nets money line, parlayed with the Nets and Bucks over. Keeping it simple, kind of a little bit chalky there, but you know, we got a small dog in Phoenix there, and really that over is just so due. And then yeah, Sixers and Suns get it done as well.
I like it. All right, so mine is going to be the Suns team total over 111. Nuggets, if they're going to win this, they're going to they're going to focus completely on offense. They're not going to play any defense. So Suns over team total over 111. Philly team total over 112.5. They haven't gone under that in over a month, and that was without Embiid the last time they went under. So I like them to fly past 112.5. And then I also like the Phoenix plus 1.5 on tonight's game. You put $100, put 100 bones on that, and that'll get you $567.29. All right. Well, we'll say goodbye to John and Terrell, and then Sean and I will be back for our final segment. So thanks so much, guys.
Later, dudes.
Alrighty. Let it ride.
Let it ride. All right.
Well, since it is the Sports Gambling Podcast, we have to do the Lock Dog Tease. We can't just do the props and the Friday's parlays. Got to do that Lock Dog Tease for the weekend's games. Sean, what do you got?
You know what? Sixers got the game 2 win against the Hawks when I didn't select them as my lock, so I'm going to keep that trend going. Give me the lock of the Brooklyn Nets. I know we didn't get too crazy in that game 3, but oh man, it's going to be game 4. They're going to bounce back this weekend, and you know, like I said, I like them on the money line and the over, but I'm going to keep my lock to be the Nets. There and for my dog, keep it simple. Take the Suns money line there. They get it done as well as an outright win. For my tease, I don't know. There's nothing here that I'm feeling super teasy about. I think I'm just going to go with the spicy pick of Ben Simmons, triple-double, 11-1 for game three.
I like it. I am going to make my lock the Suns tonight, +1.5 against the Nuggets. They just rolling on them last game. And I know that Jokic is going to have his MVP ceremony tonight, but I think the Suns go ahead and use that as motivation to get it done. Also, like for my dog, the Suns money line, not overthinking it, that's +102. And for my tease, I'm going to go with the spiciness of my parlay of the Suns over 111, Philly over team total 112.5, and adding the Suns +1.5 and Ayton's over 15.5 for points. So that feels teasy enough to me, that four-part parlay.
Yeah, the tease works great for, I wouldn't recommend teasing NBA games. Something fun maybe to toss out for NFL, but the tease just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't help you enough in the NBA, I feel like.
Absolutely. All right, Sean, well, got to get out of here. So go ahead and throw out what you want to plug, and we'll let people get on with their days.
Yeah. Sports Gambling Podcast, baby, taking over the universe. We got the brand new app. Download that app in the App Store, SGPN, in the Google Play Store or App Store. Enter your picks for who you think is going to win the NBA Finals, how many games, and how many total points. We are going to, you know, the winner gets $1,000, and that's going to be locking up end of next week. We're also going to be doing a live stream at the Circa Stadium Swim Monday and Tuesday as a pregame. So you'll get to see me rocking a Joel Embiid jersey, hanging out at Stadium Swim as we count down to game four there, Hawks Sixers. And then we'll be also doing a pregame show Tuesday as well. And make sure you subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast if you haven't already.
Basketball.